North Mississippi, your center stage. The latest leaders, newsmakers, and playmakers of North Mississippi featured during this hour on Super Talk Mississippi 93.7. Welcome to North Mississippi Spotlight with your host, Gary Darby.
Today's conversation on the program will be solar energy now, and then when we're done with this guest, Webster Franklin is the president and CEO of the Tunica Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll talk to Webster at the back end of the program about Tunica County, how things happened with the shutdown, what it was like, what we're seeing as they start to open back, and we get tourism hopefully back in Mississippi as a whole. TVA is a big sponsor of this Building Our Future program, and we're about to start a three-part series on solar energy. Today's guest is Johan Vanhey. He is Chief Commercial and Procurement Officer for Origis Energy, and they're located in Lowndes County in Columbus. Johan, Gary Darby here with you. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine, Gary. How are you?
Things are good. The storms have gotten through this area. I see sunshine, and so maybe we'll have a decent day to roll through this middle of the week. As you know, TVA approached and they discussed with me, you know, some of the next guests we're going to get on the program with them. They asked about solar energy. Did I think we would be interested in that discussion? And that total answer was yes, because I'm sure within this area that we're talking with, a lot of people don't understand and don't know what's going on. So I'm excited to talk first with you because you're the first kind of in Mississippi to help get this rolling and going with Origis. So if you will, fill us in a little bit first with some background information, maybe with you and with Origis and getting there into Lowndes County.
Yeah, we started our company with my partners back in Europe. In essence, we were a private equity fund end of 2007, early 2008. And we started developing and investing in solar facilities, utility-scale solar facilities in Italy, Greece, Slovakia, and Belgium. Back in those days, European renewable energy was heavily incentivized by government-supported feed-in tariffs. And we realized at a certain moment that that was a model that was bound to crash because the cost of the energy was way lower than the price we got for it. So it was an artificial model. And little did we realize that it would crash that soon because the global financial crisis of 2009 and the euro crisis of 2011 literally halted all investment climate in Europe. We started realizing that we either needed to divest our little company and the assets we had. We had at that moment 85-ish type of operational assets divest it to electrical utilities or institutional investors. But we kind of liked what we were doing, and we looked at new emerging markets, and specifically Northern America and the U.S. drew our attention because the business model for energy was more based on the merit of the cost of the energy than on a feed-in tariff. And I remember very well when I came to those larger solar and renewable energy conferences in California or Massachusetts, New Jersey, the pioneer states at that moment in the U.S., that people were telling me that don't look at the Southeast because people are not waiting there for renewable energy sources. And the more they kind of said that, the more I got intrigued to come there. And I spent quite a while, a couple of years in the Southeast. And that led to the first utility-scale solar facility ever built in the Southeast, and that was back in 2011, 2012. Under contract that we acquired that we won with Georgia Power, first ever built solar in Georgia. We did the first ever built solar in Alabama and Mississippi. Did you know, by the way, that still today the largest operational solar facility east of the Mississippi River, north to south throughout the nation, is actually in Mississippi, and it is an 1,800-acre site in just outside of Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Wow.
In that context, actually, I got into contact with a couple of landowners in Lowndes County, Columbus, and people that were very much interested in getting also solar to the Golden Triangle. And that's how we end up doing solar project. We started developing that solar project in Lowndes County and got at a certain moment the attention of TVA. And here we are. Currently we are under contract. Project is scheduled to start construction mid next year and come online by end of 2022. The site is a 2,000-acre site just outside west side of the Golden Triangle Regional Airport.
Johan Van, he is here talking with us about it. So you mentioned several things now that I want to get to, and let's go to the economic benefit for industries, for people in the area with these solar facilities. What is, since the show is, you know, an economic development kind of show, and we're talking about things of that nature, what are those sorts of benefits that we get from solar energy?
Yeah, well, apart from the environmental benefits, solar energy typically brings a number of other benefits in addition to that environmental and sustainability benefits. The main benefit is purely economic. As I already indicated, solar energy currently is a form of energy generation with the lowest costs. We by far beat the cost of energy that comes from fossil fuel generation types. Another benefit is that I would say the time to market is lower. It does not require a long development and construction period. Typically, it takes about 2 to 3 years, depending on the type of permitting that you require on local, state, or federal level. It takes 2 to 3 years to develop, and it takes a year to a year and a half to construct. Those are the economic benefits, but more importantly, what I've learned throughout the years that we're doing this now is economic development. It's the leverage towards economic development. It attracts larger industrial and commercial businesses. You got to realize that about 70% of the Fortune 500 companies have published sustainability goals in which they commit to offset their carbon footprint with renewable energy sources. And they use the principle of what they call additionality, which means that they are looking to procure renewable energy from new generation facilities. Those companies then in turn, they also ask their own suppliers, their vendors of material and equipment and services, they ask from their vendors and suppliers to also work on their sustainability goals and additional energy. That triggers a widespread waterfall of interest from the commercial and industrial markets to look at regions that would have excellent availability of those additional renewable energy sources. And that opens an immense economic perspective to attract new businesses. Did you know, by the way, that, well, I would say, would you think it is a coincidence that the two regions in the state of Mississippi that are the most active on economic development are also currently the hub for solar?
Yeah.
We're talking about the greater Hattiesburg area, and we're talking about the Golden Triangle area. And what is really interesting, and talking about northern Mississippi, is that TVA, and I don't know whether people realize that, but TVA is an absolute, I would even say, nationwide leader in renewable energy-supported business development. They understand very well that renewable energy attracts new businesses and creates new employment, creates local wealth in their service territory. To that extent, I really consider it an honor, an absolute honor, to work with a visionary leadership of TVA, because their focus is on that business development.
I've learned a lot of that in hosting this program and them providing guests and talking and then just talking with people within TVA about their concerns of all of this that you're talking about and how big community, getting involved, whatever it might be, providing us power at, you know, the easiest price on the pocketbook, and at the same time, helping in different ways. We've talked with someone through, they have a combination plant, a gas plant that's helping as well, and then now into the solar energy world, which is going to be huge. And we're talking, you know, with three different people within this, you first, and then we'll get with someone from TVA next week, and then later in the summer, GM has gotten into all of this with them and more in Spring Hill. And so it is amazing, as you mentioned, I think it's a 7-state, you know, valley area for them, but it's not just about money. I mean, it's about the people and making this, you know, as good as it can be for us in the Southeast. So with that, let me ask you, all of the times, because you mentioned it, people told you not to go to these areas, which obviously a lot of times when people tell us not to do something, Johan, we're immediately going to go do that, right? But when you did now, I guess you have found, not just in Mississippi, but in other places, not only did we want this, but we're eager to have this.
Yeah, and consider my European background. In the meantime, we're a 100% U.S. company. We're headquartered out of Miami, Florida. But consider that even from a totally, I was not aware of what lives in the U.S. from an energy or from an economic development perspective. And I was kind of hesitant. I remember very well the first time I went to talk to the landowners, in whether it's in Alabama or northern Florida or Hattiesburg. And I remember very well in that case, I was thinking, man, they probably don't even understand my dialect. But I was welcomed there, and people were eager to learn about it. And I remember also during the construction of the Hattiesburg, I spent months and months in a row in that area, and I felt so welcome, and people were grasping my arm to learn more, and they wanted to visit it. And not only the professional side, not only the utilities, in that case for Hattiesburg, because it was Mississippi Power and Cooperative Energy, two of the main other utilities in the state of Mississippi. People came over with crews to learn about solar, and literally felt like I was welcome in their communities. And people always talk. I learned in the meantime what Southern hospitality means. It is not just a couple of words. It is a way of living, and I was really amazed. In the meantime, we learned to appreciate that in so much that we are the absolute number one developer in the wider Southeast. And the trust of the utilities, because it's a new generation type. We added in the meantime energy storage. Again, I need to tip my hat towards TVA, because they are the first electrical utility in the Southeast that realized that energy storage can bring solar energy also to their customers outside sunshine hours. If the sun doesn't shine, but still in the evening we want to watch television, we want to open our refrigerator to take a cool beer, still at that moment we can deliver solar energy to the customers of our utilities by using energy storage, utility scale. I'm very amazed, and I'm very respectful to what I've seen in terms of economic development and eagerness to learn from the Southeast U.S. professional as well as neighbors of our plants that literally wanted to learn about it, and were actually proud of having those larger solar facilities in their community.
So last thing, and we'll leave you alone after that for a little while until we get the facility up and going. Jobs for the facility. What do we expect for the area? And I know you told us it was a 2,000 acre site, but what kind of power will that produce?
Yeah, well, maybe a couple of highlights or speaking points on the facility in Lowndes County. It will have an electrical capacity of 200 megawatt AC. As mentioned, it will have an energy storage of 50 megawatts of that 200 that we can bring for a duration of four hours to the customers outside of the daylight or the sunshine hours. It will have 650,000 solar panels. Those panels will be mounted on what we call a single axis tracker that follows the sun throughout the day, east to west. Construction, as I mentioned, is 2021-2022 time frame. We will have around 250 construction workers on average, with peaks up to or even over 400. The majority, I would say 80-85% of which will be locally sourced in the communities where we operate. And the energy harvest will be for an equivalent of around 46,000 households. So it is a massive plant. It will have good performance. The number of sunshine hours in Lowndes County and the Golden Triangle more in general are really good for a good harvest of the energy.
Well, sir, I thank you for your time today and explaining this to us. I look forward to following along with it as this program goes along and we learn more about this entire process. We thank you for taking the chance on Southeast Mississippi and making your way, whether it's Hattiesburg and now Columbus, hopefully into this area of 13 counties that this radio station kind of touches on and goes, that we may see you in this area at some point. And as that facility is going on, I told you over the phone, I make it to the Lowndes County area a lot. I know a lot of our listeners do, and I look forward to seeing what happens there as it grows. Johan, thanks for your time today, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. It was an honor being on your show.
I appreciate it. Johan Van Hee, Chief Commercial and Procurement Officer for Origis Energy. So now we know a little bit about what is underway in the Columbus and Lowndes County area after already being in Hattiesburg and in the Pine Belt area, and providing solar energy with another plant that should be ready by the end of 2022 and up and rolling. Good information.